Welcome back, everyone, to the Comics Annihilation Podcast. Thank you for joining me for another episode today. I'm hoping you guys liked the last review about Godzilla Minus One, one of my favorite movies of the year. I believe I still have it on my number seven ranks. But today, we are going to be talking about the legendary Ridley Scott's Napoleon. And this is one that I've been kind of dreading for a little bit. We'll get into that in a little bit. But before we get into the review, if you have not already, go ahead and head to your Instagram, type in TCAP Show, and give me a follow. I post recent news. I'd be making short little reviews on there. And if you haven't already, go ahead, and if you have Letterboxd, go ahead and follow me on Letterboxd at TCAP Show as well. That is where I post my reviews as soon as I get out of the theater. So if you're looking for a way to stay up to date with all my reviews, go ahead and follow me on Letterboxd. But with that out the way, oh, and I'm actually going to go see The Boy and the Heron at 7 p.m. So pay attention to my Instagram Letterboxd for my thoughts on that movie. Been hearing great things about that movie. I think it's sitting at a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is incredible. People are saying that it's their favorite movie of the year. I'll be the judge of that at 7. But let's get into the Napoleon review. Now, Napoleon, a movie that I've been really, really looking forward to ever since they dropped the first trailer for it. When you got Joaquin Phoenix as the starring lead actor, and you got Ridley Scott, who hasn't been as hot as a recent, you know, a lot of people don't really like his latest movies. You got Vanessa Kirby playing the love interest. It just looked like it was going to be a very good movie. Well, it didn't exactly turn out that way. So it's rundown. Oh, and before we get into any details, this is going to be a spoiler review. If you have yet to watch Ridley Scott's Napoleon, click off of the podcast and go watch it and come back. But if you do not care about spoilers, you have been warned. So, Napoleon. A story about the infamous leader Napoleon himself. So basically the movie is just about Napoleon and his wife Josephine, their kind of toxic relationship. And yeah, that's basically all the movie. You have a couple of battle sequences. You see how Napoleon's ego gets the best of him and resulting in multiple people dying. And his punishment is being exiled. And yeah, that's basically where the movie ends. There's some intense battle sequences, but not as much as you'd expect, sadly. But, well, let's start off with the good things that I liked about this movie. Great performances. So, you know you're going to get a good performance from Joaquin Phoenix, who is one of the best Hollywood actors out right now with his amazing performance in Joker as of recent. People haven't really liked Bo is Afraid as much, but whenever you have Joaquin Phoenix in any movie, you know you're going to get an elite performance. And, well, he gives that here. He plays Napoleon as a stubborn dude who thinks he's always right. He barely smiles in the film. He overall does a pretty good job in this. And then Vanessa Kirby also brings her A-game to this movie. It's weird because her voice is so unique. It's such a deep voice. And like they definitely use that in the movie to the advantage, to where it's kind of like this menacing woman that you kind of don't want to fuck with. And like, if you've seen the trailers, you always hear she's like, "You're nothing without me." It's like, it's crazy how she uses that voice to her advantage, and it works perfectly for this character. Because, like I said, this relationship is really kind of toxic, you know? Off the bat, once they get married and once Napoleon goes on his retreat, she cheats on him. And then it becomes a whole thing where Napoleon has to quit the war and come back to see what the fuck is happening. He ends up getting punished for leaving the war, and then he has it's weird how the relationship plays out in this. That's all I can say for the performances, really. The next pro that I have for this was the epic battle sequences. And if you know anything about the legendary Ridley Scott, is that his expertise is in these cinematic, wide-scope, battle sequences like Gladiator, many other movies. That's his bread and butter. He is phenomenal at doing that stuff. And he does not disappoint in this movie with his battle sequences. You have a couple throughout the movie. You have the one in the beginning. That one was pretty brutal. And you see a horse have his organs kind of spilling out of his stomach. And it's pretty gruesome. You know, it's really well executed. No VFX bullshit in terms of like green screens or anything. I'm pretty sure this was all on all practical and on location. So it looked phenomenal. And it's just something about his battle sequences that you compare it to something else and it really just outshines any other sequence. My favorite was probably the one in the ice. I forget what that one was called. Austerlitz or something like that. That one's intense because Napoleon is out here leading his army and the opposing team the opposing army thinks that they have the higher ground until Napoleon lets loose and then he's like shooting cannonballs while this opposing army is on top of thin ice with freezing water under them. And it's just crazy because the color grading of the scene is like white and gray and then the blood just spilling in the water is like so vibrant. It's awesome. That's one of my favorite scenes of the movie. The sad thing is there's not much of the battle sequences, but at the very least, the battle sequences are worth it. And for me, that is a pro. And it's kind of something you expect coming into this movie. Based off of the trailers, you know you're going to get some good battle scenes. But I think this is my last pro of the movie, is the awesome set pieces. Like I said, I think this was all practical. This was all on location, meaning they didn't use any of that Disney green screen bullshit. Sure, they've probably used some green screens in the movie, but most of it was on location, giving it such a realistic look. And I always appreciate directors who always go on set, like Gareth Edwards with The Creator. The reason they're able to make that movie for so cheap yet looks so magnificent is because they actually traveled to like Indonesia and stuff like that to shoot most of the scenes. Sure, you have occasional scenes where there is going to be a green screen and stuff like that, but studios like Marvel really tend to stay away from that and rely all on the volume, which pisses me off. So it's always nice to see someone do something practical, someone go on location. It always gives it just such a natural and better feel for the project that you are doing. But that is something Ridley Scott excels on in this movie. The numerous locations that they went to, the pyramids, stuff like that. It is just awesome. And that is a pro for me. But sadly, that's all the pros I have. And I do have the same amount of pros and cons, but the cons are way more impactful to the film than the pros are. That's why, spoiler alert, I didn't really like this movie that much. Let's head over to the things that I did not like about Napoleon. Terrible pace. Now, I was listening to Cinema Joe's podcast. Shout out to him. He brought up a good point that Killers of the Flower Moon, a movie that is 3 hours and 30 minutes, feels faster than this movie, Napoleon, which, keep in mind, Napoleon is only 2 hours and 30 minutes, and it moved at such a slow and terrible pace that I was so bored and out. My mind would just wander off in the middle of the movie and then come back. It's like, oh, shit, I'm still watching Napoleon. It was I don't want to say boring, but it definitely, my mind would just wander off multiple times in this movie. Not enough to make me leave the movie, but it definitely was a huge problem. And not the biggest, because we'll talk about that in a little bit, but it was something that really impacted. And I think a lot of people feel that, because I think this movie's sitting at like a 60 or 50% Rotten Tomatoes, meaning around 50 to 40% of the critics did not like it. And it's just terrible pacing, man. It's one thing to have a movie that long and to flesh out characters, stuff like that, but if you do it at a terrible pace, it's just terrible. Like, look at Oppenheimer, a movie that is 3 hours long, my favorite movie of the year, and that movie moves so rapidly that you don't even feel like it's 3 hours long. Yet this one feels like it was 4 hours long and it was 30 minutes shorter. It's just a pacing issue. And it's not something you want for this type of movie, sadly. My next complaint with the movie was story was all over the place. You go from one scene to another, nothing really connecting. You got different things going on. It was really hard to keep track of what was going on in this movie. And like I said, this combined with the terrible pace was not a good mix at all. It had me just like, damn, do I want to leave this movie? Like, but you know me, my little morale rule is I always stick to the end of the movie because you never know if the third act is going to redeem everything or it's going to be a little bit better to help out the rating that you're going to give it, you know? So I always stick around for the end of a movie, regardless of it being terrible. But yeah, the story, basically the rise and fall of Napoleon, the rise and fall of his relationship, basically just that, but very like spread apart to where there's parts of filler scenes and stuff like that. And it just, this movie could have been a lot more shorter, like a lot more shorter. Like you could have given this movie like 2 hours, an hour and 50 minutes, and it would have felt so much better. But my last complaint with the movie, the relationship. So like I mentioned earlier, Napoleon and Josephine, who is played by Joaquin Phoenix and Vanessa Kirby, are, I guess they have a really toxic relationship in this film. Like I said, the minute they get married, Josephine, while Napoleon's away, starts cheating on him. Napoleon starts begging for her to say that he's better than that guy and stuff like that. Some weird shit, you know. The one thing that I think was probably the biggest con and that really hurt the movie overall was this movie really tries to bank on the relationship more than Napoleon actually going to war. And it, you know, that could have worked. But the thing is, if you're going to bank on a relationship, you better make that relationship fucking worth it. And this one just didn't, because you never felt like these two loved each other or anything. You just felt like they had to get married because Napoleon wanted a son. And you never felt that they were actually in love. There was no sort of consequence when they left each other in terms of like divorcing. It just, I kind of wish that was just a B plot and they focus more on Napoleon and his battles. But yeah, they lean into the relationship aspect of it, and it sadly does not work. It just did not work for me. Maybe there's people that think of it differently, but in my opinion, and this has nothing to do with the actors, they acted their ass off. I don't think it's going to be Oscar worthy, but good enough to not call them out on their performance, you know. And I just felt that the relationship was kind of forced in the film. It was not written well, and the actors could only do what was on that script. And yeah, like I said, it would have worked better as a B plot. And I wish they kind of focused on Napoleon as a leader more than as a husband. Like him as a leader, you get a couple battle scenes and stuff like that, but it's really kind of just thrown away halfway through the movie because all they're focusing on is that relationship and you just don't feel invested into it. And that is one of my main issues. The biggest issue, honestly, about the film, that ruined the movie for me because like I said, halfway in the movie, they kind of just lean away from the whole aspect of him being a leader and they focus on the relationship. And I think that's the part where I kind of just, my mind wandered off, was right in the second act. The first act, you know, is all right. You got a battle scene or two. Everything starts like setting itself up. What's his name? Napoleon works his way up from a soldier all the way to a leader. You see the development in that. Then you see the way how Napoleon and Josephine meet. It sets itself up for a intriguing plot. And then out of nowhere, they kind of just, they keep doing this shit where each one tries to better, like get on top of each other, I guess you could say. Like Napoleon is begging for Josephine to say that he's the best person in the world, the best leader, the best husband, stuff like that. And then Josephine over here is like, you wouldn't be anything without me. So it's just very complicated. And if they were like, you never see them go on like a a date or develop their chemistry or anything to where, like I said, it feels forced. And I just wish they never leaned heavily into that. It was a very bad decision for Ridley Scott or David Scarpa, who wrote the film. But I did not like that in the film. And those were my pros and cons of the movie. My rating that I gave it was a 2 out of 5. And if you know my podcasting experience, 2.5 or over, I liked it. Anything under 2.5, I did not like it, meaning I did not like Napoleon. I will give it 2 stars because of the great acting, the great cinematography. It's a beautiful movie, and the great action scenes. But everything else, like the story, the pace, just did not work well. And the characters, I really wasn't really that invested into anything. And it just ended up being a 2-hour and 30-minute snooze fest for me. Although I didn't sleep through it. I was just laying there on the reclining seats like, damn, bro, when's this shit gonna end? But, well, it ended, and I'm glad it did. But a recommendation for Ridley Scott's Napoleon. I do not recommend you guys to go watch this. Maybe if you're a diehard Ridley Scott fan, you could go and give it a shot. But honestly, if you are one of the moviegoers that is just looking for something entertaining and not a waste of time, I would avoid this. I would prefer something else like Godzilla Minus One, Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. There's a couple other movies I can't really think of at the moment. Hell, I'd even watch Wish. We'll talk about that later on in the week. But yeah, Napoleon, you can skip this one. It's not good. But that does it for today's review on Ridley Scott's Napoleon. If you have watched it, let me know what you think on my Instagram. DM me. Let me know what you thought was good. Let me know what you thought was bad. I always love your guys' feedback. But that does it for today. And we got way more reviews coming on later on in the week. So watch out for that. But until next time, I'll see you guys later.